The Yetzirah wants you just to have a spike. You know what a spike is? You do something that's pleasurable, it seems pleasurable, it just goes up and then it's you lose the pleasure. But Hashem wants you to live in a constant pleasure. And in order to do that, you have to follow His rules, you have to follow Torah. And when you follow His Torah, you're living a life that's always bringing you up in more and more pleasure. You connect Him to Him, you feel a life of purpose, a life of meaning. Rav Noach Weinberg would say that just like there's counterfeit money in this world, there's also something called counterfeit pleasure. It looks real, but it's really fake. And how do you know when something is fake? After you do that which you think is pleasurable, ask yourself, how does it feel? If you feel really good after it, then you must know that it's real pleasure. But if after that you feel like, what was the point? You know it's not real. You know that it's fake pleasure. Ask yourself, would I ever do this pleasure in front of my parents, someone I respect, my rabbi? If you ask yourself that question, and you tell yourself, no, I wouldn't do it, then you know that must be there's something wrong with it. Because behind real pleasure, you feel good after. You don't feel ashamed. You don't feel bad. When you do a mitzvah, you feel very good. When you do a mitzvah, you feel ecstatic. You feel like, wow, I accomplished. Even though it was difficult, in the end, you feel like you have accomplished something great. That's why Hashem says, in order for you to get the most of this world, here's the manual for the Torah. And once you fulfill the mitzvah, you'll be able to really get the most out of the next world, and of course, from this world as well.